never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rion on Jacaranda FM.
On the line, it's actually joining us via Skype from George. Damon Leff, who identifies as Pagan Witch. He's also the director of the South African Pagan Rights Alliance. And news correspondent for The Wild Hunt. Hello, Damon.
Hello, Rion. Hello. Gaan het gif appelkies?
Damon. I see he's been listening.
Ja, die hele middag.
With the radio Damon, off.
Jy het lekker gespoor.
Damon, maar natuurlijk. Luister, ons het, ek het 100 vrae hier so. Ek wil nou nie eens tyd mors nie. Ek gaan direct net gauw vinnig vir jou vraag, voordat ons by Lally kom, want Lally brand om sy vraag te vraag vir jou, Damon. So everyone can understand you. A pagan in 2019, what is that?
Okay, so we're talking about a proper noun, pagan. That's paganism with a capital P. And that refers to the modern revival or reemergence of reconstructed religions that originate from pre-Christian peoples. Okay. And witchcraft is just one pagan religion.
So you saying you're a witch, not a wizard or a warlock, you're a witch.
Yeah, no, the term wizard is imaginary. It is used in the Witchcraft Suppression Act. I don't know how or why. Some male witches refer to themselves.
So I heard the Witch Constipation Act.
The Witchcraft Suppression Act.
Constipation Act. The what?
No, the Witchcraft Suppression Act.
Suppression.
Oh, that's also what I heard.
The Witch Constipation.
Yeah.
All right.
Ek
probeer my best. Nou, sê gou vir my. It's not a real thing, a warlock or a wizard. It's a witch is a witch. Male or female?
Yeah, male and female witches refer to themselves as witches, but some male witches do refer to themselves as warlocks, but it's an exception.
Can you cast spells?
Well, spell working is a part of the religio-magical tradition that we practice.
Ooh, okay. So you, like, what kind of spell can you cast? Can you help Nathan pass his drivers tomorrow?
What I can do is help Nathan find the confidence to believe in himself, yes. Ah. I can't help him to pass the exam. He has to do that on his own.
Okay, now that will help because he's got no confidence currently. He doesn't think there's no way he's going to pass it. So I'm going to wait for him to come in, and then if you can assist him, it would be good. But hold on. We have a couple of questions, starting with Lally. Lally.
Yes. To my knowledge, you guys ride on brooms. So I hear that you guys use brown bread and white bread as well. I just wanted to know which one is better.
Brown or white bread.
Brown or white bread, to ride on.
to ride on.
You could ride on brooms.
We're talking about Baloy now.
Yes.
Okay.
The Limpopo guys, they roll on.
Yeah, in African tradition also, we ride on threshing baskets that are used to make bread. But no, really, the laws of physics don't allow us to fly on brooms.
Oh.
Okay, are you ready?
All right.
Here we go. These are questions from our listeners, Damon.
Right.
Okay, so here's the first one.
Does the witch use any catchphrases when he casts spells, like bippity boppity boo?
Do you use any catchphrases?
Yeah, no, this comes from the belief in using barbarous words as words of power. Most witches don't bother to do that because we speak English. We don't speak foreign languages. And unlike colonials, we don't absorb foreign words from different languages we don't understand in order to practice our magic.
Yeah, to your point, Choman, so it's not simsalabim. It's not.
The Scenic Drive with Rion, exclusive to Jacaranda FM, weekdays 4 to 7 p.m.